Blog Talk Radio.
Said, Jesus, Lord, please keep us. Please protect Israel. Please protect the people in Gaza as well. Father, please protect the ones who know you and love you and keep them safe as they are dealing with a situation that is very difficult. Very sad, very scary. Oh Lord, every day I'm watching the news and just going through and seeing what's going on, and I just Trump, and then all of a sudden, everything is about Gaza, about Israel, what is happening. What is happening? My goodness gracious, you just never know, right? Things just happen. And so we really have to keep Israel in our prayers. And the people who love God. And, you know, it's so crazy because we can be mixed up and confused so easily. And I just pray that God blesses us. I just pray that he blesses us because we are in a very difficult situation, and it can be very misleading. And so please, guys, just keep God, just pray that God, you know, just shows up and does his thing. Okay, and we're going to be okay. 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 Oh, man. Anyway, I hope you guys are good, and I hope you are blessed. I hope God is keeping you and taking care of you and your families. And if you have anyone over there, we're praying with you for them and for their safety. It's kind of scary. It's kind of crazy. And so we want to, you know, we want to make sure that we just keep God in the front of this thing. And it's his world. He owns this world. So why don't we just do that? Let's just pray right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, God. We love you so much, and we're so young and naive about the things that happens in this world. And I know that you have blessed us so much, Father, and we love you so much for just taking care of us and keeping us. But we right now are just a little confused in regards to what's happening in Israel and with Hamas. And I think that they were working on some kind of plan so that everyone would be recognized and okay. But it seems that people are not really happy with whatever it is that's coming up. And so therefore, this is what happens. And so, Father, we just ask if you would just step in, Father, please, and just heal the mindsets of these people who are just being destructive and just doing whatever they can do, Father. Please help them to understand that we understand that they are in a very uncomfortable situation. Father, please move your heart. Move their hearts. Please bless them right now in your son's name, Father. Please bless them so much, Father. Please help our children that are hurting over there. Please, Father, please lift them up. Let them know as they're sitting, wherever they're sitting, the ones that are held hostage, let them know that you are there, Father, and that you got them, Father. Please, Father, please, please be there for them. We know that you are an amazing God and you're a miracle maker. Father, we love you and we need you right now in Jesus' mighty name. We need you, Jesus. We really do. And we just thank you right now. Right now, because we know that you are capable and you are powerful. Let your will be done. Let your will be done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you so much right now, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you so much. We love you. We love you. Just meditate on Jesus. Meditate on God. Just believe that he's going to do whatever he needs to do. To fix this situation the best way he can. It's ugly out here right now. It's so sad. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you.
Alone in my sorrow and dead in my sin, lost without hope and no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in, when death was arrested and my life began. Oh, your grace, washes over me, I'm a prisoner no more. My shame was a ransom he faithfully bore. He canceled my debt and he called me his friend. When death was arrested and my life began. Oh, oh, your grace so free washes over.
Savior on that cursed tree. drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the ancient seal by heavy stone, Messiah still and all by a melody, an anthem I have always known, a song that's always been in me. All glory and honor, dominion and power to you.
It's something else when we think about Jesus. We think about what it is that he would have us to teach each other. And one of the things that I learned today in church was that God wants us to make sure that we teach our young men how to become men of Christ so that they could teach their children how to become men and women of Christ. And you know, he usually puts this kind of pressure and attention on men because that's what our role is supposed to be, is the leader of the family. And so with that being said, being the leader of the family, whoa, man, that is a difficult task. But God really believes that we are capable and we can do this, and we just need to do it. See, even if we believe that we can't do it, we have to believe in God. So if you believe in God and God says you can do this, then you have to walk by faith and not by sight. And I understand that you feel this pressure, this uncomfortability, this thing that just like, I can't do, I just can't. Yes, you can. And if we just trust God as we are pursuing whatever it is that God has put on our hearts to do, we just have to trust him and believe that everything is going to be okay at the end of the day. You got to go for it. We can't run and just like Noah and just went the total opposite direction, right? And where would you end up at anyway? Right back where God told you to go. So I believe that we are capable. We just have to put our foot down. We have to put our heart right there and love our children through whatever it is that they're going through to get them to get the point. See, because I believe that God does that with us just like we do that with our children. You see that pattern? Like, it's like, I don't believe you can do this. I don't believe you can. I don't believe I can do this. I don't believe I can do this. But God's saying, I believe you can do it. That's why I'm telling you to do it, because I know you can do it. So let's do it. Let's do our part. Let's be the men of God that we are supposed to be. Let's make sure our young men grow up loving on Christ the way that he's supposed to love on Christ, so that he could in turn that right down to the next generation. See, we're supposed to love each other. We're supposed to love our children and our children's children. If we're supposed to love our children and our children's children, then we have to start right here and now. We can't just keep putting this off, guys. We got to step up to the plate and do our part. And I know it's hard. I know for some of us, like, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's go. Well, you know, I just have to say, you know, to my brothers and sisters that are concerned about it and worried about it, is that you need to give it to God. You need to get down on your hands and knees and pray. Father God, please guide us. Please help me. Please show me. Please teach me. I want to be the one. I want to be able to love my children the way that you need me to love them. I want to be able to leave this legacy of love to them, that they know, that they know, that they know that everything is going to be okay at the end of the day. And it will be. And it will be. But we have to put our hearts in it. We have to really trust in God. And, you know, I remember getting this house. Like, we had this beautiful house, and it was a beautiful, beautiful house in on a golf course in Texas. And it was just gorgeous. We were on 2.5 acres, and it was just beautiful, big, beautiful swimming pool and jacuzzi and all the wonderful things. And it was just, it was set off by itself, and it was just, you know, we fixed it up. We put the fence all around it and just made it secured, you know, because we had dogs and they were just running all over the place. So we wanted to secure them inside as well as keep the outsiders outside, you know, because, you know, you have people just walking up to your door and go, hey, hey, okay. You know, they, for the most part, they were really nice people. They were neighbors and they would just come to say hello, how you guys doing? And but periodically you'll have Jehovah's Witnesses and other, and I, you know what, hats off to them as well. I appreciate their love for Christ, and I pray that that is a love for Christ. And I appreciate them, even if what they're talking about is not real. The fact that they're out there and they are doing it, that's good. They are out there doing. And so I just pray that God, you know, lifts them up and bless them and direct them to make sure that they are walking in His direction. And so, but sometimes, you know, when that happens, when they show up and they knock on your door and you're like in the middle of doing a radio show or something, or you're exhausted, you just don't feel like dealing with it, it makes it uncomfortable for you to have that conversation with them. So so we got the gate, and so we had our security, and it was really good. And then my wife said, well, you know, if it's too much, and if it's too much work for you to take care of the acreage here, and then we go out to where we are now, grandma's land, and we have like about 40 acres, but we're living on about 5 of them. We have 2 houses on 5 acres, and then all the back is for the animals and stuff, and so, and around the sides and stuff, but the point is that, you know, I'm like, is this what I want to do? Is this what I really want to do? Am I going to give up this here home that, you know, we were living on at the golf course and come out here and be in the acreage? Well, yes, that's what I was like, okay, fine, sweetheart, let's do it. But I realized in the interim that I was giving up a part of my inheritance, right? I was giving up my inheritance. And I gave up my inheritance because this house is on a trust deed. And so the trust deed, it basically goes, we want to keep it in the family, but it's in on my wife's side of the family. So I was like, oh my God, did I, well, what happened? I, you know, I ended up just going with the flow and not really realizing what I did. So with that being said, I was like, man, did I mess this up? Or God, what is it that you, that I'm supposed to do here? Because now I just, my as far as like giving my children land and property and all that kind of stuff and giving it to my grandkids, I just basically signed over everything to my, my grandkids on my wife's side of the family. And so, and I think that's beautiful too, but I didn't, but my side of the family, I didn't do that. So I'm thinking maybe I need to buy another house or something for them so that they will have something. So I'm like, God, what am I supposed to do here? Well, I was just thinking that everyone don't have that kind of opportunity. You know, like they can't buy houses because it's so hard now, and everything is just crazy expensive and stuff. And I was like, well, what is it that God wants us to? How does He want us to bless our children and our children's children? What are we supposed to do? And so I realized, as we were talking about this, that maybe it's about, you know, teaching them to love God. To love God the way that, you know, it's not so much about inheritance and all that kind of stuff. If you get that and you have that, then you do that. But if you don't have that, you don't have to worry about that. You know, just worry about, just make sure that we teach our, especially our young men, how to be men of Christ and to be followers of Christ, you know, so that they can do that for their children. And that's your grandchildren. And just, it's, I know it seems a little hard, but it's not. It see, because once you put that hard thing on it, it makes it more difficult. It makes it a little more uncomfortable. And so I believe now in my heart of hearts that I'm supposed to do this for my children and as far as letting them know about Christ. If I decide and I get, you know, do get land or something and put it in my kids' name so that they can pass it down to my kids, I mean, to their kids, then great. But I don't want that kind of pressure. That's not the kind of pressure I think God wants for us. I think he just wants us to do, you know, what's going to build up the kingdom of God and make sure that our children and our children's children are aware of who God is and what he's done and how much he's blessed us and how much he loves us. And he's died on the cross for us. And so we really need to pay attention to that part. And so with that being said, I hope that you understand that we, you know, it's nice to be able to be, like I said, give houses, cars, or, you know, studio equipment or whatever it is that you may do professionally and be able to pass that on to your kids. But ultimately, the goal is to give them Christ, is to get Christ in their hearts and let them love like Christ would love. Let them learn how to love each other. Let the fathers be the men of the home. Let them be a blessing to the kingdom of God. You know, I just really believe that. And so I pray that you pray with me about this. Like, Father, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to do this? You know, what is it that I can do? And so My oldest daughter, she has her own relationship with Christ, but my oldest son, he has his relationship with Christ too. He goes to church. I'm trying to get him back in because he was working so much. I'm trying to get him back in now. And you know, he's 30 years old, so I mean, I'm only going to be able to push so much. And then my oldest daughter is 33, and then my youngest son. is 27. So, you know, these guys are all 3 years apart. And so we're just going to push for God to be just bless them. Please just bless them, God. And bless my friends and bless their children. Help them to be the best fathers that they can be so that their children can be the same blessing to their children. Please let us do this, as we know that this is something that you would love for us to do. We love you and appreciate you. You are an amazing God, and we thank you so much for this opportunity. We love you, God. We love you. So that was what I learned today, and I really enjoyed and enjoy going to church so I could get on the air and share with you guys what I learned. And I learned that I need to do the same thing with my kids, even though they're in California. They're all grown now. They all have their own families, and I'm proud of them. My daughter is bringing my kids, my grandkids, to me in about a month from now. Yeah. And they're going to stay with me for a week. And so my son's daughter and my daughter's daughter, they're going to come and stay a week with us. And so we're going to just try to have a good time with them and be blessed to be blessed. It is a blessing to be blessed. And so that's about it, guys. My grandkids are only 7 years old. They're both seven and they're 2 weeks apart. And so just pray that we do the right thing and that we have a good time. And I pray that you guys are good and God blesses you right where you are. You guys are amazing. And so I'm gonna play some more music. I want you to just, you know, celebrate Christ in your heart. If you're having a hard time, if you're suffering, you know, let's just pray. Just pray. Listen to the lyrics in these songs. I mean, these songs are really just great songs and stuff. And God really knows what he's doing. When he had, you know, us writers to write these praise and worship songs for you guys and for us. And so, you know, just listen to the words and meditate on Christ. Let that, you know, get your book out, get your Bible out, and let God just say, God, please guide me to where it is that you want me to go in this Bible and read so I can learn more about you and so I can be close to you. He wants to love on you. He wants to be there for you. He really, really loves you. All right, guys. So many, many blessings to all of you guys. And let's just continue to praise and worship here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. I love you guys.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemy. I'm no longer a slave to fear.
So good, and I hope that you guys have enjoyed this show. I pray that God is with you and he keeps you and takes care of you. I pray that you are going to be in a wonderful place if you are not already there. God is so good all the time, and we love him so much. So guys, go and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Trust God. Let him be your light in the darkness, okay? And just trust him. Just give him that opportunity. He loves you like a mother. And he just, I mean, when you were born, he was ready. All right? So God bless you guys. Take care. And we'll see you next time here on Solar Records Radio. Good night and God bless.
Baby boy.